already
so
started.
Funny how it's, stop it. We haven't even
come on,
started
the
bit
yet.
We're talking about life on the trail. Life on the cowboy.
Yes, sir.
Hello, everybody. Come here, ladies and gentlemen.
Sam Brown.
Hey.
Hi.
Sam, how are you doing? How you doing, bud?
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Did I hear you right?
What?
Mark Davis is gone this morning.
Mark Davis is gone today,
JBL, the wrestler, sitting in for him?
JBL, John Bradshaw Layfield, all the air at 9 o'clock this morning.
By the way,
world championship wrestler.
Sure.
I'm sorry, but I'm just probably going to have to tune that one out.
Why?
Hold it. You can't say that. You're on the air here. You got to support him.
I can't really hear anything about wrestling with it getting, you know, without getting very, very upset. It just...
What's the matter?
Well, it just reminds me too much of him.
Of him?
Yeah.
What?
My cousin.
Your cousin?
Oh. Probably the finest wrestler who ever put on a leotard.
You're kidding me. You had a cousin that was a professional wrestler?
Buried him about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
It was my cousin Bernie.
Bernie?
Bernie Attaboy Weinstein.
Bernie Attaboy Weinstein.
Attaboy.
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 I mean, I've heard of The Rock.
Yeah.
This is Attaboy.
The Hulk.
Yeah.
Stone Cold.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of Attaboy.
Well, he didn't get real big.
Yeah.
No.
But he was in there doing it like everybody else.
Yeah, he's a good wrestler, huh?
Of course, it was a traditional pro wrestler's funeral.
Was it?
Yeah.
I've never been to one. You've been there?
Pretty much like everyone I've ever been to.
How many have you been to?
37 so far.
37 of them.
Well, they don't live a long time.
22 of them are Von Erichs.
Hey.
Okay, sorry.
You said that, not me.
Okay.
Yeah. But we got there by 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
House lights were still down.
Yeah.
Then suddenly spotlight hit the ring, and Michael Buffer steps in and said, "Let's get ready to cremate."
Now that's a wrestling funeral.
I mean, the house lights came up, fireworks went off, dancers came out.
Wow.
This is the saddest thing I ever saw.
That's a
heartfelt funeral. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Then they lowered the cage with the preacher in it, you know.
Wow. Okay.
He no sooner stepped out than he got hit in the back of the head with a Bible from the choir master.
Oh, man.
Preacher tags out with a deacon, and he chunked the choir master into the baptismal. I mean,
tags out.
Tears was flowing, you know.
Tags out with a deacon.
Tags out. People was hollering, "Thank you, Jesus," you know.
Yeah.
Then his wife came off the top rope, landed on his girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
Pots came off, and beer sales went up.
Oh,
there you go.
Beer sales?
Went up, boy.
That's a funeral now. That is a funeral.
But I guess, you know, where the tears really started flowing for me when I really got upset was when we all passed by the coffin.
Yeah.
You know, we got to hit him in the head with the chair one last time. You know. Really was a solemn event.
All right. Thank you very much. Sorry to hear. Hurry.
As I'm here, let me share my motivational message. There's something my Uncle Joey, the kangaroo breeder, once told me. He said, "Outback."
Yes, sir.
"Always remember the famous words of Henry Ford's wife."
Henry Ford's wife.
Who once said, "Hey, what's the deal with the Model T and A?"
Goodbye, Sam. Thank you very much.
Let's get ready to cremate.